this across the old military road and then...
Oh, I don't know. And then really go, really go now.
Stranraer.
You're not biking the other day.
We're biking to Stranraer in a day, yeah.
50 miles?
Yeah.
50 miles? Yeah, yeah, probably is, isn't it?
No, it's not quite 50 miles. It's 45 miles.
But it's going to be beautiful, no?
Aye, why don't you go the long way?
The Scottish FA Cup fourth round. Brecon City 0, Dundee United 1. Clydebank against Burnion as a late kickoff. Dundee 1, Meadowbank Thistle 1. Hamilton Academical 1, Motherwell 2. Heart of Midlothian against Celtic, late kickoff.
It's a very pleasant little place, Simon, isn't it? Castle Douglas, our little hotel here. I've got a lovely room.
I love it.
Apparently it's the start. It's cocktail evening tonight. Start of their new cocktail bar in here.
Is that right? What would your cocktail of choice be?
I think I'd go for the large glass of Tennent's.
Stage 2 of the Tour de Cosse takes us across country from Castle Douglas to Stranraer. It's 96.8 kilometres with just over 1,000 metres of climbing on the way. We're going via Gatehouse of Fleet and Newton Stewart and then deep into the countryside before popping out close to Stranraer, once a key shipping terminal with services to Northern Ireland before the ferry port was moved up the coast. We're on the clock today because we have to get to the finish before 3pm, which is when Stranraer kick off against Forfar Athletic in their Scottish League Division 2 fixture. Our destination, Stair Park, is also the only football ground on our itinerary today.
That's quite an attractive tenants. What would you call that? The sort of the pump on the bar there. It looks like Audrey Hepburn, the illustration. Is it?
Tenants have had a little rebrand recently. I've been looking into this, and it is Audrey Hepburn. And yes, they're trying to
revamp the image of tenants.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's working. It's definitely working. Well, there we are. I mean, here we go. Stage one is done. The sensations were good. The team did an incredible job in the final. They're the kind of cliches that we hear at the end of stages. And I just thought, well, I thought it felt very familiar. These sorts of roads have featured in the Tour of Britain a lot over the years. And I looked up the stages that have been in this neck of the woods over the years, and Edvald Bosenhagen won in Gretna in 2009. Mark Cavendish won twice in Dumfries, 2011 and 12, and there have been three stage finishes here in Castle Douglas. Nick Noyens won in 2005, Martin Pedersen in 2006, and Andre Greipel in 2016. I guess I won today's stage in that I completed the whole route, and you sort of just, you know, got out of the team bus with 25 kilometres to go. But you were going well on the climbs.
In reverse, sort of got out of the bus rather than into the bus and joined in, like like cheating at cross country when I was 15.
You did the reverse abandon. That's what it is. Yeah, good. You've invented a new cycling technique. It was very effective. You look fresher than I feel.
And how do they normally describe the roads at the Tour of Britain as grippy? Would you? How was? You know, I only experienced the last 25K, and it was a beautiful road from Dumfries into Castle Douglas, and that was stunning. But I mean, talk us through what the big bit that I missed was like.
Well, you did all the climbs, Simon. The final 25 kilometres featured all of the hills, four categorised hills according to the Hammerhead, and it was up and down, wasn't it, on the old military road? And it was grippy, that's for sure. I had the wind, though. I felt like I had a headwind a lot of the morning. I say morning. I didn't even set off till nearly 2 o'clock, but it's felt like a long day after the drive up to Gretna this morning. The scenery was absolutely stunning, and it changed subtly all day. The first bit through past a golf course, a really everything you imagine of a Scottish Lynx golf course, just by the water. And then it almost went Flandrian It was like the Flanders countryside, a narrow country lane, and the hill on the horizon that I never seemed to reach. It just was always there, but I never actually got to this strip of hills that was always ahead of me. Somehow managed to avoid the hills until the last 25k, and the countryside was lovely and green, and the trees were just, they looked like they'd been arranged on purpose. Little copses of one type of tree and then another copse of another type of tree. I'm no tree expert. We need the former UCI and British Cycling President Brian Cookson.
I don't know if you know this, but one of my previous jobs was in fact a tree surgeon.
I do know this. How long did you last as a tree surgeon?
Okay, 6 months or so, and tree surgeon is probably pushing it a little bit. I was the chap that picked up the leaves off the floor and the odd twig, and you had to feed the twigs through the musher. So
is that a technical term, the musher? Yeah. You lasted as a milkman how long?
2 days.
2 days, wow. And how did you resign?
Oh, Lionel, this is not fair. I went down to the depot in the dead of night, probably about 1 a.m. And what's the coat that milkmen wear? Anyway, I had one of those coats that milkmen wear, and I hung it up on the fence, and I wrote a little note saying, "May the force be with you." Because I wasn't able to hack six days in a row, getting up at 2 a.m. every day and not finishing till past lunchtime.
Well, you gave it a go. You gave it a go. This afternoon, though, the second part of the ride, we heard from Giancarlo Rinaldi, about the immigrants from Tuscany, and there was a moment where the hillside looked almost like Tuscany. I looked over to the left and the beautiful green hillside was mown into stripes like a football pitch. It looked absolutely stunning.
Like we said the other week when we were out in Italy, it looked like someone had sort of laid a carpet down, just rolled it out over the hillside and sort of not pressed in the corners. And yeah, it was the same here, and it was mown, like there were stripes on it, and there was some nice trees, and it, yeah, had a bit of a Tuscan feel, didn't it?
If it wasn't sort of 1 in 5 slope, you could probably have a game of football on it, but there we go. So here we are in Castle Douglas, and we've got a restaurant recommendation from Giancarlo. There's an Italian restaurant in town called Carlo's. We've managed to book a table there, and we will be heading there shortly, and then stage 2 tomorrow. It's on to Stranraer and hopefully our first taste of some football. We hope to arrive in time to see Stranraer versus Forfar Athletic. So we need an early start. So we actually need to do a bit of carbo loading and maybe make this our penultimate beer and get a good night's sleep. I think after the week we've had, a good night's sleep, I feel like being a bit physically tired rather than emotionally drained. I still feel emotionally drained, but feeling physically tired might actually help me get a decent night's sleep. Fingers crossed.
Absolutely. And I just wanted to also point out that while I was fixing my bike, or attempting to fix my bike, the lovely chap in the bike shop in Dumfries, he warmed to us immediately when it became clear that we were riding and we were part of the cycling podcast, and he knew about Richard's passing, and after that he made us a cup of coffee. He gave me a Kit Kat. I used the loo, and we sat down on his little sofa in the bike shop. Had a nice moment with his dog, and it was lovely, actually. And sort of Richard is everywhere, if you like.
Will Lionel Crackett Cowden Beath bonk at Brecon or run out of gas at Greenock Morton. The Tour de Corse is sponsored by Super Sapiens. The insight from the Super Sapiens system of continuous glucose monitoring can help make the sudden loss of energy a thing of the past. Gain real-time insights into your body's energy levels and the factors that change your glucose levels with Super Sapiens. Find out more at supersapiens.com.
Where's Alan? Well, Leslie?
Stranraer.
Where?
Stranraer.
Stranraer? In Scotland? Today? Stranraer?
Was it just 3, 5, 6?
3, 5, and 6, yeah.
No, I've just been connected.
Everything fine.
You're all right, I was just double checking what room it was.
Lovely. Could you email the invoice or the breakdown
invoice.
Of the bill to just the address you've got through booking.com?
Okay.
Lovely.
Okay, I'll pass that on to him. I'll give you an invoice for that.
Thank you very much
right,
indeed.
Bye
bye.
Cheers.
All done. What a lovely, friendly place, Simon.
Enjoyed that, didn't we?
Yeah. Nearly had a misunderstanding over our breakfast, didn't we? You went ahead and ordered me the full Scottish.
Well, old Lionel would have always had a full Scottish or full English or whatever. And you popped downstairs. Well, we were waiting for you for a while. And I was thinking, that's what he's going to have. That's certain. You came down and I said, I've ordered you the full Scottish breakfast. And you said, no. You said, no.
I was in two minds. If there'd been porridge on the menu there, I would have had porridge, but there wasn't. It was a sort of cold cereal. That's not going to get us to Stranraer, is it? So the full Scottish it was. It was great. I love the little the sort of bready potatoy cake. I'm sure
good,
they've got a name.
That was a highlight, wasn't it? Yeah. That has got a name as well, hasn't it?
We'll find out what the name of that is. I should know the name of that because I've had it before. It's a Scottish thing, isn't it? And it's very, very nice. And, well, it gives us a fighting chance of getting to Stranraer. First stop, 22 kilometres down the road at Gatehouse of Fleet, which is where we would have stayed overnight on our postponed trip last year. But we'll drop in there, we'll have a little coffee, just break the morning up a bit, and then push on over the hill to Stranraer and hopefully make it there in time for kickoff.
We've got our first game, haven't we? That's exciting.
Our first game, yeah. And you've already declared for Forfar Athletic. You selected them as your team, have you?
Yeah. In my head, they play in a sort of a golden colour, I'm going to say.
I'm wrong, aren't I?
You are wrong. You can tell from the look on my face you're wrong. They play in pale blue, a sort of a kind of Italian cycling national team pale blue of old, you know, that kind of Napoli football club type blue, very attractive colour. And Stranraer, a proper dark blue,
right.
A sort of Scottish, I guess a sort of national Scottish jersey type colour, I think. So it's the clash of the blues, but maybe Forfar will be in their away kit.
Yep.
But let's get on the road and get get those first few kilometres ticked off, because I think we'll both feel a lot better once the legs are moving, won't we?
Absolutely, yeah. It's chilly.
Scottish League Division 1, A United 0, Kilmarnock 2, Clydebank 2, Morton 3, Dundee 3, Raith Rovers 2, Forfar Athletic 2, Montrose 0.
Everyone's probably wondering how Simon managed to get his bike fixed yesterday without the aid of, I don't know, a broomstick or Doctor Who's TARDIS to get him to Dumfries to fix the bike. Well, we have some backup. We have a sports director, director sportif, driving the team car, Sam Slatter. Pleasure to have you here, Sam. I've never met you before, but you're a very good friend of Simon's, and so any very good friend of Simon's is a very good friend of the Cycling Podcast, and we're really grateful that you are here, because we do need a bit of support and a bit of backup this week. So, yeah, welcome. I mean, so far I've gone almost without a hitch, but you managed to get Simon to Dumfries to fix his bike, and not to put too fine a point on it, if you'd not been able to do that yesterday, that would have been the end of Simon's ride.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we absolutely lucked out, didn't we? Right next to the third stadium we were going to,
and it all worked out well. I mean, I noticed the flat tyre immediately as soon as we got in, so I don't know whether Simon had been riding it and just not noticed. But yeah, it was a bit of a saving grace. And I mean, if that's the every single welcome we've had from everyone, has almost set a bit of a tone when we Simon got his bike sorted. So it was lovely. I mean, yeah, I mean, if I can make a difference here and there, there it is. That's a perfect example on day one, so it's great.
Excellent, yeah. And yeah, it is reassuring. So it's not a pure bikepacking trip. We brought quite a lot of stuff with us because we want to document this trip even more so than we initially planned, I think, because it's taken on a much greater significance than just two Wallys cycling around Scotland going to football grounds. Simon, we've got off to a good start, I think, today. The weather is absolutely glorious. The route between Castle Douglas and where we are now, Gatehouse of Fleet, it was stunning. I mean, I'm struggling to put it into words, really. But the countryside, the quiet, the lambs frolicking in the fields, and the cows chewing on the hay, it just feels so peaceful and just beautiful.
It's fabulous, isn't it? And we're here now, sat in the sun, sipping a coffee, sort of mid-morning, and we've got another 75k or so to go to Stranraer, and I'm not daunted.
Well, of course you're not. You only did 25k yesterday. And you've had an emergency scone there, I noticed. Jam and butter up here, not jam and cream, that looks like.
It's a breakfast scone, so it's got ginger, carrot, sultanas in it, a bit of saffron, I think. Absolutely delicious.
Wow, and we're next door to the wee shop, which just feels perfect as well. And the clock tower, it's beautiful. It features on the town crest for Gatehouse of Fleet. And after this, it's Newton Stewart, and then really cross-country, isn't it? Very, I think, going to be fairly remote before we drop back down into Stranraer, but the one thing that struck me when we were rolling out of Castle Douglas was, first of all, just how much better I feel on the bike than off it. I felt pretty creaky this morning as I shuffled down to breakfast. That's 10:45.
Ooh, is it?
Yeah. We're up against it a bit, aren't we?
We are a bit, yeah. The one thing that struck me, though, is the fact that we haven't taken a wrong turn yet, which has surprised me about you. Or is it you? Is it you? I don't know.
Well, Simon, as you know, 2 years in the planning here, really, this trip. But, of course, all the routes had to be redone because the itinerary has changed.
Chute à l'arrière du peloton. Cycling podcast team car at the back of the pack, please.
The Tour de Corse series is sponsored by the Hammerhead Karoo 2 cycle computer, which guided us all the way from Gretna to Dingwall. It does everything you'd expect from a cycle computer. It tracks your distance, time, pace and elevation. But the mapping and the ability to see the upcoming profile is where the Karoo 2 really comes into its own. For a limited time, listeners can get a free heart rate monitor with the purchase of a Hammerhead Karoo 2. Visit hammerhead.io now and use the promo code CYCLE at checkout to get your free heart rate monitor with the purchase of a Karoo 2. Add both the items to your cart and use the promo code CYCLE today.
The thing about the Karoo 2 is, as we rolled out of Castle Douglas and just pulled off the first main road onto the country road and it started to rise ahead of us, it said on the head unit, climb number 1 of 13, which felt a little bit daunting. But really, I feel quite encouraged because some of the climbs are short and sweet and are not taking too much out of us. And it feels like I quite like having a large number to tick down quickly rather than a small number that's kind of looming there in the background. So I think already we've ticked off 5 of the 13 climbs in the first hour of riding. So that gives you a mental picture of what there is to come, I think. There's still a fair bit of climbing to go, but just break it down into chunks and follow the yellow line to Newton Stewart.
Hopefully it'll navigate us to the burger bar at Stranraer when we get there.
A recovery burger.
In this corner of southwest Scotland, little disturbs the tranquility. The Gulf Stream brings benevolent weather. Ornithologists come to the foot of Loch Ryan to watch the wildfowl. Tourists pass through on the ferries to and from Ireland. But now Stranraer Football Club is making waves. Promotion beckons for the first time in its long history.
Well, this is a nice spot for lunch, Simon. Less than 30 kilometres to go now. 2 hours till kick-off at Stair Park. I think we're going to make it. I don't want to count our chickens, but probably going to be all right now. The original plan was to stop at Newton Stewart, but the sun had gone in briefly and it was all a bit chilly. And so I think we thought, let's just push on a bit. And the roads have been so beautiful. Grippy surfaces at times, but you get the occasional lovely bit of tarmac. And we've been cruising along quite contentedly. I think we've done hill 10 of 13 on the, according to the digital roadbook on the Karoo 2. Hill 10 was quite a long one, wasn't it? A couple of kilometres. Hill 8 was the one on the very narrow cycle track where, well, we had to channel our inner Hertfordshire Wout van Aerts, didn't we, to get out of the saddle and get up there. It was like a little short Belgian climb, a short Flandrian climb.
With
and
then a horse box sort of just towards the top, basically blocking the way.
That's right, we had to go on the grass to get past the horse box coming down. And as we came off the cycle path into Newton Abbot, I'd eaten a banana just as we were on the off-road cycle track, and I thought, coming into a town, what am I going to do with the banana skin? As we came to the end of that bit of cycle track before popping back onto the road, there was a litter bin just on the left. And as I passed, I threw the banana skin straight in.
No.
I mean, you're going to have to take my word for it. But in first time, and I said, yes, in first time. And a woman who was walking just on the pavement, just on over to the right, looked slightly surprised. I think she was just impressed, really.
Wow, I didn't ever have you down as a sort of basketballer, full stop, really.
Was scored that a penalty,
yeah.
Obviously brilliant at curling, and now world banana skin in the bin champion, all in the space of a day and a bit.
I'll compete with that. I'll just crack on with my tin of
busy drink, the original recovery drink.
Iron Brew, made in Scotland from gutters.
From Annan to Aberdeen and beyond, Lionel and Simon's Tour de Course is fuelled by science in sport. From tiramisu cake bakes to beta fuel to Rego recovery drink, science in sport have everything you need before, during and after your ride. You can get 25% off at scienceinsport.com with the code SISCP25.
Today has been absolutely fantastic. I mean, the words can't really do justice to the scenery. It's stunning. It is stunning. We're spoiled with the weather. It is cold, as I keep saying, but the sky is bright. There is a lot of cloud above us now, but there's just enough blue brightness. And there's just that tiny hint of warmth when the sun's out, which is just enough. But we were talking about the countryside, and I've never been to this part of Scotland before. I've really only ever been to Glasgow and Edinburgh, to be honest, before this trip, other than our brief trip to Gretna last year. And we were talking, there were echoes of the Lake District, certainly, but it's a wild countryside all of its own. And I know exactly what you mean, Simon. I can't actually see any purples at the moment, but I know exactly what you mean, that kind of Scottish, the purple hue to the landscape. There's just a hint of that every now and again.
You just had a hair almost dart in front of you and then dart off, didn't you?
Yeah, the hare looked like it wanted to run alongside our mini peloton of two riders, like that horse that ran alongside the Tour de France peloton every year. But yeah, the hare, I'm not sure it fancied going across, so it darted back between the dry stone wall, the gap in the dry stone wall, and to safety. But beautiful animals. I mean, so much livestock. So many sheep, cows, horses. Yeah. Peaceful.
By this point, I think both Simon and I were becoming at one with nature. the countryside was so much more remote than what we were used to down in the south of England. We went for miles without seeing a car or another soul, just the animals and the breeze. On the climbs, we were left with the sound of our own breathing, the occasional clank of a gear change, and the thoughts in our heads. It took the sight of that hare darting across the road to jolt us back into the real world. It reminded me of Aesop's fable. Who would make it to Stranraer first? The two tortoises on bikes or the hare?
Well, thank you, thank you. But we're going to go and watch Stranraer play football this afternoon.
Oh, you'll be about one of the 200 people there. How many? They get about 220.
That's all right.
300's quite a good crowd for them. Who are they playing today?
Forfar Athletic.
Forfar.
Yeah. Who's your team?
Queen of the South. That's the Dumfries team.
Good
I'm
man.
From Castle Douglas.
Right.
And Queen of the South is my football team. Yeah, but yeah. They're playing Raith Rovers in one of the small...
Challenge Cup final, yeah.
They're also in the bottom of the league. They're going to get relegated this year.
We were at Palmerston Park yesterday. We're doing a tour of all the football grounds.
Walk out of here.
Yeah, that's what we're doing, yeah.
Not the whole of Scotland.
Well, this time we're going all the way to Alloa. And then later in the summer we'll go...
You don't know what one's... Where's Stenhouse Muir?
Stenhouse Muir is just south of Stirling.
Falkirk
is on the way up to Stenhouse Muir.
What's Albion Rovers?
Albion Rovers is in Coatbridge in the outskirts of Glasgow.
Aye, that's good. Let's get
keep going. How many more? You'll catch me out on one, but I've done my research.
East Fife.
Ooh.
That's got your beat.
Methil.
Who would know that? No Scots guy would hardly know that. Methil. Aye, that's a good one.
Oh, brilliant. My morale levels are shooting up here. Thank you very much.
Oh, the clack of the turnstile, Simon.
Sound,
can't beat it.
Great sound.
Up the stairs at Stair Park.
Stare at some football at Stair Park.
I'm assuming this is the stand that's behind the goal, is it? On the side?
I think we're on the side here.
Are we on the side?
The main stand, is it?
Going quite a way up here.
Going quite a long way up.
I think you wore down.
I'm assuming you can move around once you're in.
Doing my legs any good, I have to say.
There's quite a bit of elevation there, isn't there? After 1,100 metres of climbing.
Not a huge contingent from Forfar, I'm thinking.
Well, it's hard to tell, I think.
It's definitely not hard to tell, is it?
Well, maybe the Forfar Ultras are held up and there's going to be, you know, an influx of them just in time for kickoff.
Aye, that could be it, couldn't it? Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Absolutely love it. It's got a real authentic vibe. You'll notice, Simon, that the Stranraer players are wearing their jerseys with Stenaline on the on the front.
Everyone's favourite ferry company now.
At the moment, yeah. I don't think, one particular company has probably fallen off the radar in the public's affections, hasn't it?
A bit of political news for the Tour de Corse. There'd just been a big controversy concerning another ferry company, P&O, which had sacked more than 800 staff out of the blue with a plan to replace them with agency workers. By contrast, Stenaline's links to the community in and around Stranraer ran deep, as did its relationship with the football club. Stranraer FC was founded in 1870, making them the third oldest club in Scotland and one of the 20 oldest clubs in the world. The shirt sponsorship deal with Stenaline had stretched to more than 33 years, even though the ferry service to Northern Ireland now goes from Cairn Ryan, just up the coast. This is Paula Ward from Visit Scotland.
They are a community with the biggest beating heart I think you can find. They have people that have been in that area for generations, right the way back, and they've been rooted in the fishing industry and they've been rooted in other industry, agricultural industry, and you know, they've stayed. There's a huge sense of pride there, and it's an incredibly pretty part of the region. So you've got this combination of rolling hills, beautiful farmlands, big open blue skies, and then you've got Loch Ryan right in the middle of the town, and this incredible view out over the Irish Sea. So it's a really stunning part of the region. If you get the chance, there's a really wonderful coastal walk. So I don't know if you're going to have any time off the bike or not, but if you do, there's a beautiful coastal walk that goes down in past Loch Ryan and down through the Rins. So, but yeah, I would say the thing that will come through in spades is the pride of the people that are there. They're really warm, they're really funny. They've got this incredible accent, and it's this mixture between Scottish and sort of almost a Northern Irish lilt to them. You know, because of their heritage in the agricultural sector, the guys are really burly and, you know, outspoken, and you'll have fun there. I think you'll really enjoy it. They're good folk.
Well, Simon, Stranraer are nicknamed the Blues because they play in blue shirts. Forfar Athletic are the Sky Blues because they play in sky blue shirt. So I'm slightly wrong there about the colour of blue, yep. The sky blue shirt. But their more popular nickname is the Loons. The Loons.
Okay.
And one explanation for this is that the reserve team was made up of younger players than the first team, and so people would say, I'm off to watch the Loons. Now, that's... I think that's a really charming nickname, and I think I've heard some of Richard's friends call him Loon. Big Vern was another of Richard's affectionate nicknames. But yeah, Loon.
Loon is actually an old Scotch word for young man.
Just before we reach the kick-off, I'd like to say a very happy birthday to a young lady who's celebrating today. Because she's a young lady, I wasn't going to tell you how old she is, but since she's holding a large balloon with the numbers 40 on it, I guess that tells us all we need to know. Very happy birthday to Julie Hunter. Have a great day, Julie, and hopefully a team of 3 points for you this afternoon.
And we're underway, so Anton Brady lifts it forward. It's met instantly by the Forfar skipper Meehan. Let's see if either team can get a grip in this game in the very early stages.
The ref's had a shocker there. Two fouls in quick succession right down in front of me in this corner, and the Stranraer hands are not happy. Well, I thought they were both free kicks, really, but the referee gave neither and booked one of the Stranraer players. Extraordinary.
Is it going to dive?
Oh, this is absolute nonsense from Mr. Snedden.
Oh, that's a terrible decision.
Absolutely awful. And you cannot argue with a finish like that, Brian. You were looking you were looking for a moment of magic, and Craig Slater's finish, unfortunately, yeah, for Stranraer, has provided that 83rd minute.
Well, for about 80 minutes, that looked like it was going to be a 0-0 draw, and that would have tickled Richard, I think, us cycling all the way to Stranraer to see no goals. But Forfar, two nicely worked goals in the last 10 or so minutes, I think, and they go home with the points. Their supporter or two will be delighted.
Yeah, I've just been chatting to their two supporters that made the trip. Actually, he pointed out it was three because he had also a Teletubby model thing in his bag that goes everywhere with him. Sort of a mascot, I guess.
Wow. Yeah. A Forfar Athletic Teletubby.
Correct. It was wearing a scarf, a Forfar scarf as well. And yeah, and they've had a good day because they were telling me they don't often get a result down here at Stranraer, and they're heading back home north with the points.
They are indeed on for the playoffs. I think they are, Forfar Athletic. Well, that's mission accomplished for today, isn't it? Really, we've actually done it. Yeah. We've actually achieved the ride. We got here in time to see the kickoff. I have to say, one of the most beautiful bike rides I've ever done. I mean, the countryside, the scenery was stunning from start to finish. It just makes me wonder what tomorrow has in store, because it's even more remote, really, tomorrow. Not many towns en route on our way up to Ayr. So hopefully more of the same.
Hats off to your route planning, Lionel.
It's been exemplary so far, but I don't want to get ahead of myself. We've only gone 2 days, there's seven to go. Plenty of opportunities for me to get it wrong. But I'm really confident following the yellow line. If we stick to the yellow line, we will be fine. I mean, that's almost a slogan. So, team meal in Stranraer, Simon. But before that, a very pleasant beer in the Grapes in Stranraer. A very nice pub. We had the Heavily beer, a Belgian beer brewed in Scotland that wasn't available in Belgium, but is brewed from a Belgian recipe. A lager, delicious, extremely well kept. I noticed in the pub, which was very old school, wood panelling, lots of pictures on the wall relating to the ferry route that goes from Stranraer or went from Stranraer across to Northern Ireland. But many awards on the wall for the pub's, basically, the beer keeping, and I thought the lager was absolutely terrific. On the eve of the Tour of Flanders, drinking a Belgian beer in Scotland, brewed in Scotland, that's not even available in Belgium, that, for me, was eccentric, even for us. But also, the people were so friendly, and when you and Sam went into the pub a little bit before me, you were recognised from having been at the game today.
We met a collection of Stranraer fans in there. They were busy. They were having a little chat. They were playing a little board game in the pub, and one of the old boys was telling us that many generations of Stranraer fans had pretty much
been to the pub.
And that their sort of existence was within the walls, almost. The walls were brown, basically, because of the tobacco smoke. It was a great pub.
The Grapes pub is home to the Tucker clan, a group of Stranraer fans who also support the Dutch team 20. A friendship formed between the two clubs about 15 years ago, when two Stranraer fans who supported Celtic and Rangers gave up their tickets for a young terminally ill Dutchman whose dying wish was to go to an Old Firm game between the two Glasgow Giants. That gesture formed a strong friendship between Stranraer and the Dutch club. Twente are nicknamed the Tuckers, and the club's youth teams have played matches against each other in Scotland and the Netherlands. There's even a Tucker clan tartan featuring the red of Twente and the blue of Stranraer.
We're now in Papa Rubb's pizzeria in Stranraer. We're enjoying a beer and, waiting for a pizza. I think I've got high hopes for the pizza. I can smell the wood-fired oven. But it was quite eccentric that the chef came out and offered us a mixed grill.
I asked the chef any kind of recommendations on the menu, and we are like you just mentioned, we're in an Italian restaurant, and the chef said I'd recommend the mixed grill. So
the thing is, I mean, Italian restaurants in Italy that excel at meat, but they keep it kind of separate from, you know, it's a standalone course, isn't it, the meat. When we were at Strade Bianche recently, we had a very fine Fiorentina steak, didn't we, the Florentine steak. Always excellent, but the concern for me was that the mixed grill wasn't actually on the menu, so I couldn't see what's it going to be. I'd like to know a bit more before I ordered it, so I've gone safe.
Was any of us brave enough to order the mixed grill? The answer is
no. I would have sponsored you to have the mixed grill, but after having the I had the fillet steak last night, which was lovely. In Castle Douglas at Carlo's, it was lovely, but it's quite hard to digest, isn't it, after a day's cycling. And there's a real balance between just getting the energy that you're going to need for the next day right and getting a good night's sleep.
and being able to digest what you've eaten. And I just think a plate of grilled meat, probably we wouldn't thank ourselves for that tomorrow. So pizzas it is.
Yeah, let's get those calories back in.
The Tour de Corse was recorded by me, Lionel Burney, and Simon Gill. The series was produced by Tom Wally. A big thank you to everyone who's featured, but especially to Sam Slatter, our sports director and driver of our broom wagon. Join us next time as we take the high road to Ayr.
Scottish League Premier Division, Aberdeen 2, Kilmarnock 0. Celtic 5, Morton 1. Dundee United against Motherwell, evening kickoff at 7:30. Hibernian 0, Rangers 0. St Mirren 0, Dundee 0.
The Cycling Podcast was created in 2013 by Richard Moore, Daniel Freeb and Lionel Burney.